For decades, animated children's stories included negative stereotypes of Native peoples. Think movies like Pocahontas and Peter Pan, cartoons like Bugs Bunny. Things are changing. The films Moana and Coco earned Disney and Pixar praise for authentic representations. And now TV networks and streaming services are reaching children with realistic portrayals of Native peoples on the small screen. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Molly of Denali debuts on PBS this week, the first nationally distributed children's series to feature an Alaskan Native lead character.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
The show's creative producer, Princess Dajrai Johnson, describes Molly.
A little 10-year-old Alaska Native girl who is Wich'in, Koyukon, and Dena'ina, Athabascan. She lives in the fictional village of Kaya, population 94.
She goes fishing and hunting and also looks up information on the internet and on her smartphone. In one episode, an elder tells her that her grandfather stopped drumming and singing as a child when he was taken away to a Bureau of Indian Affairs boarding school.
Why did he give you his drum?
At the school, we weren't allowed to sing the songs of our people. We were made to feel bad about who we were.
Johnson says this storyline really happened to one of the elders on the show's advisory board. It's a kid's show, so it has a happy ending as Molly and her grandfather sing together. For years, Hollywood didn't produce stories by or about Native people because they didn't think there was a market. Crystal Echohawk says that was short-sighted. She's CEO of the nonprofit watchdog group Illumination, which found that nearly 80% of the Americans her group polled said they want to learn more about Native peoples.
Media makers have always used the excuse the Native population in the United States is statistically insignificant. There's not a demand because you guys are so small. But what this new research shows is that there is demand well beyond the Native population in this country.
For several decades, the Australian and Canadian broadcasting corporations have spotlighted shows by and about their Indigenous populations. Now Netflix is partnering with three Indigenous screen organizations to develop the next generation of First Nations creators across Canada. And in the U.S. and in Latin America, Netflix is running the animated film Pachamama.
Pachamama, we won't let you down. You'll be proud of us.
Juan Antin is from Argentina. He wrote and directed the story inspired by his travels with his anthropologist wife in Bolivia and Peru.
And there I fell in love with the culture of Pachamama, which is how the indigenous people call Mother Earth, having respect, love to the earth.
Pachamama centers on a 10-year-old boy in an Andean village that suffers under the Spanish conquest and the Incan Empire.
They're taking away all our crops.
We'll have nothing left to eat.
The Cartoon Network series Victor and Valentino features two half-brothers in a fictitious Mesoamerican town, exploring myths that come to life. For example, they follow a dog named Achi into the land of the dead, where they encounter a chupacabra and other legends.
This just keeps getting better.
Animator Diego Molano began drawing his characters in college before writing for cartoons like Powerpuff Girls. Molano, whose heritage is Mexican, Colombian, and Cuban, says he wanted to share the folktales his grandfather used to tell him.
I love the myths. Sometimes the myths are not kid-friendly, so I kind of use what I like about them and kind of make a story that is relatable.
Molano says it's about time networks began showing cartoons with indigenous characters and themes. He hopes it lasts.
We're finally gonna have some fun this summer!
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.